Bowdoin, town council is concerned that it might cost $2 million, or way more, to fix moisture and other possible issues in the arena roof of the Bowdoin Igloo. Chief Administrative Officer Greg Scothheim told council he'd like to know what exactly is happening there, so he'd like to have a more thorough inspection done, but he warned that too could be very costly. After discussing the issue and its possible ramifications, council voted unanimously during its February 14 meeting to table the matter. "We don't have enough info, Count. Randy Brown said as he proposed the tabling motion. The discussion was sparked by a report from ISL Engineering and Land Services Limited. That report referenced a visual structural review of the roof undertaken in September 2020. It found that screws in the metal part of the roof appeared to be pulling out, thereby allowing some moisture to seep in and likely damaging the roof. Also, some roof truss braces and columns were found to be overutilized. The municipality was told the arena is safe to use, as long as the roof doesn't bear more than 7 inches of snow. The ISL report said the town could fix those problems in one unfazed shot for an estimated cost of $2.07 million. Or it could have the work done over 3 phases with costs ranging from nearly $699,274 to $1.1 million for phase 1, $211,855 to $1.2 million for phase 2 and $211,855 to $699,274 for phase 3. No price estimate was offered for phase 3 of option 3. Scothheim noted that in essence, the facility has 2 roofs and the concern is there is likely moisture between the 2 roofs which is causing rot and possibly other issues. "I don't know. It's a lot of money," Scothheim warned. "We're talking $600,000-$800,000 at least. And then probably $800,000 again and quite a bit more than that." Scothheim indicated an interest in having a more intensive investigation done to find out exactly the scope of the problem. He said Red Deer County might be able to help, as it assisted Delburn when work was done on their arena. Scothheim said it's his understanding the arena dates back to the 1970s. "Everything in this arena is getting old. It needs work," he said. "I think we need to do a little more investigation before we start committing to some big numbers. That could be scary, though. Once we open up some part of it, you never know what you're going to find," Town of Bowdoin Mayor Rob Stewart said. On the other hand, Stewart said other aspects of the arena are in pretty good shape after the town sank some money into it. "The thing is, we put so much into the arena itself, the ice plant and the ice and the boards and everything else, the lighting. Everything else is great," he said. Scothheim suggested simply maintaining the facility now and looking into its problems in detail later. "I think we need to make a good decision. It's going to be a big number. I don't think we have that big number right now," he said. It was suggested that a Community Facility Enhancement Program grant could help cover the cost of the work. Count. Sandy Gamble noted the town has already been approved for such a grant. She recommended finding out when that grant expires. Stewart said although only one minor hockey team currently uses the arena, it sees a lot of use from recreational hockey teams.